Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is such a fun time of year. Mike and I are sitting here just trying to decide what to talk about first. We're going to open up with the Lynx. They've got playoff game this afternoon at the newly air-conditioned Williams Arena. It's going to be a big time over. There's also volleyball over there this afternoon. Busy time on campus. We had the Viking game already. People, a lot of people here on the streets downtown. Twins, if you missed that second game on the coast last night, the Twins opponents, Texas, lost. So Twins now in a 4.5 game lead for that second wild card. Could wrap that up in the next 2 days or so. We've got the Vikings, as we talked about. So many things going on. Tom Kelly will join us a little bit later. Dave St. Peter to talk about playoffs, condition of the field. We got a full program today. We'll try to get you involved. Text messages or phone. I can tell you it's going to be fun. Sports Huddle. Sid, Dave, and Mike. Well, I can say you're doing your part. I've already got four good text messages. If you want to add to that list, that number is 81807. Mike and I will get to the text messages about 15 minutes from right now. We talked about what the big stories are in town today. There are so many of them, but one of the really fun stories around is a continued good play of the Minnesota Lynx. They have their first of the Championship Series playoffs against Los Angeles. That game at 2:30 today in the newly air-conditioned million-dollar investment. Williams Arena, Sylvia Fowles, MVP of the league already, a big difference maker for the Minnesota Lynx at center. We talked to her about today's game.
Nothing like the finals in any sport, and when it's game one, the Minnesota Lynx and Los Angeles Sparks in a rematch, it gets an even a little bit more fanfare. Sylvia Fowles, of course, the MVP of the league, joins us now. Sylvia, you guys have been waiting about a year for this day, haven't you?
I know, a whole year. 11 months to be exact, yes.
What do you remember about last year's series?
I remember that within the last 2 minutes, we lost two offensive rebounds, and that kind of hurt us. So that's been stuck in my head for a while. So I think I've grown since then in a whole lot of ways, and I'm eager to get these playoffs started.
Take me through this season for you, how it evolved. It sounds like your season actually started before the season when you had a very direct conversation with Cheryl Reeve, and it was as if once she told you and communicated what she thought you could do, the game became somewhat easier because you had clarity.
Yes. I didn't struggle coming in here, but I know I wasn't at the point where I wanted to be, and I knew that the coaches didn't want me to be at that point either. So I think it just was evaluation on both parts of me feeling like I can take over the team, and Cheryl Reeves just giving me that okay that I can be myself. And I evolved into the person that I thought I would be coming here to Minnesota, and that's what you guys got to witness this season, is me just being dominant and being consistent and me being poised and all that good stuff.
It's kind of amazing, though, because everybody always assumes that it's all figured out at the big league level. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's amazing how just one conversation can change everything.
Well, yes. That's why it's important that you communicate, and especially with a team like Minnesota. I mean, I felt like I was coming into something great. I felt like they had everything they can possibly need, and I just was trying to fit in where I can get in. But it's amazing how communication works, and it can change a whole season, as you can see.
Give me some specifics for the matchup today. I mean, you know them so well. They know you so well. Obviously, they're good in the post. Obviously, they've got some shooters, all those things. But what have you learned about them, or what needs to happen for Minnesota to win a game?
I think it comes down to the little things. We done played each other 3 times throughout the regular season, and they know our plays. We know they play. So it comes down to doing the little things that's going to get you over those humps throughout the series.
You now know Williams Arena. You've gotten a chance to get acquainted with Williams Arena, a great great basketball venue to many of us that grew up
for
here
sure.
And witnessed games there. Yeah, how do you feel about it?
I love it there. It's very loud. I feel like anywhere our fans are, we get that home court feel. So anytime my fans in the building making noise and making it hard for our opponents is always a plus.
That air conditioning help quite a bit?
The air conditioning does help.
Like, what does Lindsey Whalen tell you about it before you played it? Well, you know, obviously, she experienced it, and she held court there, pardon the pun, in that kind of a funny one, Sylvia. But what does she tell you about playing there?
Just a good feel of making sure we feel like we're at home and going out and playing hard every time we step out there on the floor. But just like she said, our fans is going to be like our sixth man, and they're going to get us in tune within the game, and it gets very loud. So we got to make sure we're communicating loud and often, because it does get loud in that place.
Yeah, that's surprising. Most people are surprised when they see that. It doesn't have to be a sold out either to get really loud. Did that surprise you, that how it reverberated?
Yes, it did surprise me. And I asked Lindsey why it gets so loud. She said, because we have metal roofs. So now I know what the key is to the barn and why it's so loud.
Yeah, we got a few other secrets that we don't tell everybody from outside of Minnesota, Sylvia. Sylvia, are the links better right now than they were last year at this time?
I agree, yes. The links is better than what we were last year at this time, yes.
Because why?
I think just our consistency and our ups and downs throughout the season. We got off to a good start. We hit some bumpy roads along the way. Our semis wasn't, you know, as pleasing as we wanted them to be, but we came out with the wins. But just the struggle that we had to go through throughout the season, I think that just made us a better team all around.
You also got the advantage of a bye and then a sweep. And so you've only played three games heading into that. I mean, that's really kind of strange that you're in the championship series, you've only played three games. What did that do for your legs?
It's kind of bittersweet. It's good to take off and recoup and revent, just to focus on team and focus on what we do best. But at the same time, it also gives you that physical break where you're not doing all the pounding and you're not running. So at the end of the day, I'm liking the buys that we got, but I'm still eager to get out there on the court, and I think I could speak for the rest of the team as well.
What did the MVP award mean to you?
It meant a lot. It just showed the growth of my performance throughout my years. And for me to be 31 in my 10th year and to be able to get the MVP, I think that says a lot about my determination and wanting to continue to grow as a ball player.
Oh, I've told you this before. You're young. 31 is young, Sylvia. Never forget that. I told you that the other day.
Yeah, in regular years, but in basketball years, that's a lot.
You got to account for it a little bit differently, to be sure.
Basketball years, it makes you feel old some days. No lie. But I know I'm young, and I'm loving this 31 and getting MVP at 31, because I don't think I could have handled it at a younger age.
Is this as much fun as you've had playing basketball?
It is. It is. It's just as fun.
You know, somebody asked me today, they said, we see on TV this group of men that play against the Lynx in practice. And who are they? We've explained this every year this comes up, but explain who those players are that you scrimmage against.
So these practice guys, is I believe they're college guys, and some of them are like D-lead, I want to say. Mm-hmm. But these guys, you know, they're very talented and very physical, and they come out and they just help us, and they beat us, and they hound us, and they make our life difficult while being in practice. So by the time we get to game time, everything just flows fluent for us.
Well, Sylvia, must be working. Thank you so much for giving us some time. Good luck today against Los Angeles in game one.
Thank you.
Sylvia Fowles, MVP of the Minnesota Lynx.
If you have not gotten over there to see them in Williams Arena, we were there last Tuesday night for that playoff game. The air conditioning works great. Big, noisy crowd. It's going to be interesting to see how the opponents react to Williams Arena. Different kind of place. All right, take a break here, come back, talk a little Viking football. That game's 2 hours and 20 minutes away from right now. We'll do that right after this. Sports Huddle, Sid, Dave, and Mike.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, we are back. I want to compliment our listeners. We have about a dozen really solid text messages. Six of them, half of them, relate to the Vikings. Mike, if I could summarize some of these together, do you guys think the Vikings will go out and get another quarterback the way they did with Bradford?
I don't. I think that they think he's going to heal. I think that they think he's not that far away. I think they think he made progress this week. He just didn't get to a point where his range of motion was enough that they could. I think they went into the week hoping that he could play. He practiced. He tried. It's just not there yet, and I think that they're close enough with him that they can hold out until he's ready to come back.
The next one, of course, is how about Kaepernick?
Yeah, here we go. First team with the injured quarterback, right?
You bet.
And if Bradford comes back next week and somebody goes down somewhere else, guess what that city's going to have to deal with?
You know, that came up when John Gruden was in town talking, and he fielded that straight on. They said, would you, if you had a quarterback problem, would you sign Kaepernick? And he said no, and people looked at him because he didn't hesitate. And he said it has nothing to do with the sideline thing. He said, I don't think he's a good enough quarterback in the National Football League. He said he was unique, and he got off to a great start. People hadn't seen anything like it before. Once the adjustments were made, they were able to neutralize him, and he said, I just don't think he could be a winning quarterback.
Here's the other part, though, that, and you know this, Dave, about every coach, the thing they hate most are distractions.
Yep.
And so if you're going to be a distraction, you got to be a really, really good player. And if you're taking a risk, and this is a guy you're talking about as a potential backup, there isn't a coach, and certainly not a Mike Zimmer type, that wants a distraction in the locker room. They hate distractions. Anything that gets between them and winning, they look at as the worst possible thing. And so to a lot of them, Colin Kaepernick is just – now, you could get desperate and you could want him, all that stuff, but the risk would have to be worth the reward, and I don't see any coach right now, if you get a healthy quarterback, that sees that because it just takes away so much.
Well, the Vikings are going to see a very good quarterback today in Jameis Winston, if you want to get a look at a good quarterback. Let's see what Everson Griffin has to say about that.
To be a captain of the Minnesota Vikings, what does that mean to you?
It means that you that the players, they respect you, that you work hard, you lead by example, and each day you come out there and work to be great.
Jameis Winston, what do we know about this guy? What's he like to play against based on what you've seen?
He could throw the ball very well. He can hit his targets. He's also an excellent scrambler. You can't let him get out the pocket. We have to stop the run, but he can make plays on the run. So our biggest thing is, just stopping the run and making them one-dimensional.
You guys have an experienced defense. Does that help a lot when you look down the line and know that everybody's been playing this for a while?
Yeah, it's a great experience, man. It's fun. You can count on the guy next to you, and that's what it's about.
As we can hear in the background, you're also a parent. What does parenthood mean to Everson Griffin?
I'm a football player. I'm a husband. I'm a father. So, outside of football, you got to take care of the family and help these boys grow up.
How did it change your life? How's it different?
It makes you become a man. It makes you mature. It makes you, it makes you work harder. It gives you more motivation each day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you also got a life-changing contract. Did that change a lot in your life or did it stay the same?
It stayed the same, man. I'm a hardworking guy. I'm out to still prove people wrong, try to go out there and help my team win the championship. That's the biggest thing.
What's the best part about being an NFL player?
Just going out there Sundays and, going out there with your boys and going out there and performing and winning games. That's the best part, man. Going out there with the players, man. The locker room chemistry, being in the locker room with the players and going on the field and passing the test.
Today at U.S. Bank Stadium again. What has U.S. Bank Stadium meant? Have you enjoyed that venue a great deal? Is there a lot of electricity in the air?
Yes, it's awesome, man. It's the best stadium in the world.
Because of how loud it gets?
Yeah, it gets super loud.
Yeah. Hey, Everson, appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
You bet. Good luck today against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That game starts about 2 hours and 10 minutes from right now. We'll take a break here. Mike, I got 5 quick items we're going to discuss in the next segment if we get them all in. Sports Huddle, Sid, Dave, and Mike. All right, Mike, we're back. We'll call this a lightning round. We've got about 5-6 minutes here. Some of these come directly from our text messages. I wasn't there, St. Thomas versus St. John's. We'll talk to Dave St. Peter at 11:05 about it. Your impressions?
A home run. I never thought when they came up with this idea, and I got to give Dave St. Peter, St. Thomas, St. John's a whole lot of credit because when they said it, I thought, no, this has got to stay on campus. Part of the charm is that you can't get a parking spot, And then they got to 20,000, then to 23,000, and by 37,000 yesterday, just an absolute celebration of a Minnesota gem, a jewel that we have here, and they took it to the whatever level, and those alumni are so active, and hats off to everybody involved.
Doubled the attendance mark for that level.
Doubled their own record.
Yeah, just amazing.
Yep.
All right, Maryland, the Gophers' next opponent, loses their quarterback in the beginning of the game. They were a favorite in that game. In the final, if you didn't see it, 38-10, they lost.
Yeah, hard to tell with them because they beat Texas earlier in the year, and everybody said, hey, they got something going now. And now they look like just another team, and it looks like a good setup for the Gophers, and then they'll play Purdue. Purdue looked good for a while yesterday against Michigan, then gave it up. So two winnable games. I think Purdue's going to be pretty good, actually, on the road. But Maryland, I thought, was one of those X-factor games, and now I think the Gophers are decided favorites, assuming everybody's healthy.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the schedule. I'm not sure if Purdue has a bye next week, but when the first Purdue player got knocked out for targeting and going to miss the first half of their next game, then they lost a second. Two of their three best defensive players, and one of the comments was they're going to miss the first half of the Minnesota game, which led me to believe maybe they got a bye next week.
Must be, huh?
They'll enter. They would enter that Gopher game without two of their three best defensive players for the first half.
Ooh, they can't afford
that. That's an angle that probably people should look at a little bit more. NBA trade that did not help the Timberwolves yesterday.
To the west comes Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
To Oklahoma. I didn't see Oklahoma coming, but I'm glad they finally got this deal done because it's the only thing the NBA has been – these writers have been writing about because he lives in New York is that Carmelo Anthony. I mean, he's a nice player, but he's been playing forever. They make it look like this is the, you know, the most unbelievable. Now he's going to play with Westbrook. That'll be interesting. Yeah. But he comes into the West, and I was at the Timberwolves Media Day the other day. It was really fun to visit with Coach Thibodeau. But their roster is so deep. To be able to pick up Shabazz Muhammad and Aaron Brooks this late in it, and you already had Jamal Crawford.
Yep.
Man, they got a lot of players.
Yeah, they could put their third team on the floor, and with you know, a couple of exceptions, you didn't hear them. I mean, when you could pick up a Shabazz Muhammad
for the minimum.
Yeah, for the minimum. That's just amazing.
And that's a 10-point guy game.
Exactly. And they say he's down to 218 pounds. It's hard to imagine what he looks like. You got a chance to see him.
And Teague looked good, too. I mean, it's interesting. I didn't know. You know, he talked a lot about. He's never had a year he wasn't in the playoffs, and that kind of that fire that he's got about winning, which you hope.
Twins, 4.5 game lead. Both their teams chasing them lost last night. I mean, it's almost mathematically over.
Yeah, I said on Thursday it was over because it was one of those defining moments where they went up by 3.5 games, and you looked at the schedules and you looked at the math, and you said there's no way that the Angels can win 8 out of 10 in the Twins, and they're playing the right team, Detroit, who's mailed it in. But just incredible that not just they're going to win, but we were talking about this before. Now they can settle up, so Santana's going to pitch Thursday, and he can pitch Tuesday against the Yankees. They can do everything they want to get ready for the postseason, not just make it, but now they're going to get their team ready for it.
So why is Brad Ausmus managing the Tigers? Just let the guy go.
Yeah, they declared the other day he's not coming back for the next season. Usually that's what happens, right? They let a guy go with a week left, but obviously you got no clout in the clubhouse and they got no players.
Well, when the Twins were bad last year, they had a lot of exciting young players. I look at that Tiger team, I see 3 years of sitting in the absolute basement.
And they got rid of Verlander, J.D. Martinez, and Upton.
Yeah.
Now, Upton's got 34 home runs this year, hit a couple again yesterday. So they got rid of the three best players because their minor leagues were so underfortified that they're trying now to rebuild it the old-fashioned way. Hey, we've been there in these parts. Yep. It takes a while, and it ain't fun.
I just got a text message. Yes, Purdue's next game is Minnesota. So Purdue goes into that game without two of the three best defensive players because of targeting. They're out the entire first half.
Good news and bad news, I guess. They get a week if they get anybody banged up. But P.J. Fleck showed up at the Lakeville North game the other night wearing shoulder pads and a Gopher jersey on a golf cart.
All right, text messages. Sano going to join the Twins soon, next year.
Yeah, I haven't seen him. Obviously, they've been out of town. So, you know, when I was over there talking to him the other day, before they were in, he sounded kind of positive and whatnot, but you got to believe that thing. So I was thought at least as a pinch hitter, just get that big buddy. You know, I'd love to see him in New York at least that night, and you got to think about it, but it doesn't look like it.
Gopher volleyball, one of the best games in town. They play this afternoon. There's so much else going on. If you haven't gotten, we thought last week, and Sid said he'd go to a game. If you haven't been to a Gopher volleyball game yet, fantastic entertainment.
How are they going to? Can they get that air conditioning to waffle into their
deal?
We
were wondering about it.
You know,
it's going to
be 84 degrees, and they're going to be playing at the pavilion.
Cool it a little bit. Yeah. I'm not sure.
So you got a doubleheader there in essence.
Yeah, they do.
Side by side.
Lynx in the afternoon. And that volleyball game should end just as the Lynx are starting. So I think they're expecting a large number of people to come on down. All right, we're out of town. These lightning rounds are fun. A lot of it brought to you by the good text messages we got this morning. I'm not sure what's gotten into people. Keep it up. 81807. We'll take a quick break here for the news. We'll be back right after that to talk more sports. You're listening to the Sports Huddle with Sid, Dave, and Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.